state biologists now have a clearer picture of how mining impacts mountain goats. The first ever Alaska-based study on mining and mountain goat habitat was published recently. It studied the movements of dozens of goats in the area around Kensington Mine, a gold mine between Haines and Juneau near Berners Bay. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game study confirmed what biologists already suspected: mining impacts mountain goat habitat. The study's inception coincided with the start of Kensington Mine's development in 2005. Biologists mapped where mountain goats live in the Kakwan Range. They captured and put radio collars on 75 animals, 18 of which were collared near the mining area. Biologist Kevin White led the research.
Within this area, the types of activities that are occurring involve blasting, helicopter activity, heavy equipment operation, and vehicle traffic.
The question was, how much would that activity affect mountain goat habitat selection? In other words, would mountain goats avoid areas close to the mine? At a presentation at the Tokchinik Watershed Council office last week, White showed a map that included Lion's Head Mountain, where some of the goats spend summers. The mountain is bordered on the east and west by what his team identified as critical winter habitat, which is at lower elevations.
And so those animals are summering up on that ridge, and then in the wintertime they have a decision. Are they going to go down into the bowl where there's critical habitat that's close to the mine? Are they going to go down onto the other side of the ridge in an area that's farther away from the mine?
Overwhelmingly, the goats veered away from the mining activity. Most chose to winter east near Berners River instead of west toward Johnson Creek.
And it's pretty striking just looking at this map that you can see there's virtually no locations within the critical habitat areas that are within 1,800 meters of the mine. They're simply avoiding using that area.
White says the animals stay away from areas within 1,800 meters of the mine. That's equal to 1.8 kilometers and 1.1 miles. So how does that 1 mile threshold impact how much habitat the mountain goats have left to choose from? White says it takes away 42% of the winter habitat.
So essentially that's habitats that's sort of functionally being taken away from mountain goats. So there's been essentially roughly a 42% decline in mountain goat winter habitat as a function of the mine.
It's not earth-shattering, I guess, is the way I'd put it.
Ryan Scott is Fish and Game's Wildlife Conservation Regional Supervisor.
Intuitively, it makes sense that when you have some kind of disturbance, you know, whether it's mining or other things, that mountain goats are going to avoid certain areas, and we're seeing that.
So what are the implications of these findings? White says the first is obvious. Mining activity should not occur within 1 mile of mountain goat winter habitat. But in some cases, like the Kensington Mine, it's too late. White says when winter habitat is reduced, mountain goat populations' productivity and resilience could be damaged. Fish and Game will continue to monitor the animals to see if there are any detrimental changes to the population.
You know, goats are a tough one. They live in a tough spot. They're slow to reproduce. They don't handle disturbance real well. But at times, there are things we can do to help minimize the impact of whatever activity might be coming up.
Scott says the conversation about whether there's anything to be done about the disturbances around Kensington has not happened yet. As for the mineral exploration that's happening near Haines, Scott says this study will influence the recommendations he makes. Constantine Metal Resources recently filed a proposed plan to expand operations at the Palmer Project, where the company is exploring for gold, silver, copper, and zinc. An environmental assessment from the Bureau of Land Management is out for public comment. One of those public comments will be from Fish and Game, Scott says, and it will be about mountain goat habitat protection. Overall, the biologists say the discovery of the 1 mile buffer zone is really important. It will help inform how Fish and Game looks at future mining decisions in mountain goat land. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.